You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Bournemouth against Everton Saturday at 5:15. Bournemouth 11-5, the draw 11-5, and Everton are 13-10. If this is anything like when these two sides met earlier on in the season, we should be in for a cracker. We'll start with you, Lee, this time.
Yeah, well, another game where Everton chucked away 2 points that time, wasn't it? They managed to get themselves into a 3-2 lead in stoppage time and still managed to draw the game at Bournemouth. Look, Bournemouth have made 11 changes against Birmingham and beat them, 10 changes against Portsmouth and beat them to get this to this stage. Both those games required like goals in the last 5 minutes to win them, though, so they were tight. And I was reading a couple of the forums from the Bournemouth fans, and they were kind of saying if they put out the kind of similar midfield to the one they put out against Portsmouth, Everton will run all over them. Now, Eddie Howe's kind of said, I'm going to surprise you with my team selection, but there will be changes. I think he'll probably make changes again here, but I don't know if he'll go 10 or 11, because I think, you know, I don't think they want to be battered, and Everton could batter them. You know, Everton are that strange team we've been kind of, you know, messing about, arguing about them all season, really. They have three successive 3-0 wins. Everything's rosy. They lose at home to West Brom by a single goal to nil. I mean, you can't predict where they're going to go and what they're going to do next. But I do think they'll beat Bournemouth here. And I think this is another one for the over 2.5. I think both teams will score here, actually. I mean, I know Mark went with Everton and both teams to score last week. And that's the bet I'm going for this week. I think Everton will go there. They know they can score goals against this Bournemouth defence. And if it's weaker than it normally is, then I think they'll go for it. No weakening down from Everton. I think the manager, obviously, has got a love for the FA Cup. And, you know, Everton need to win something. They need to be in with a chance of winning something at the very least. So I see them going to Bournemouth, winning, and maybe even winning well, something like a 3-1. I thought the way Stoke dismantled Bournemouth, you know, just by being clinical finishers, basically, I think we could see something similar here.
Everton to win and both teams to score, by the way, is 16-5. And we kind of already know from earlier on in this piece, Derek, you're going to probably side with Everton as well?
I cannot see anything but a comfortable Everton win. I'd have fancied them big time had it been a league match in Bournemouth with full strength, but Bournemouth will weaken down. It's a certainty. Well, they have to, because, you know, you look where they are in the Premier League, they're dangerously close to the relegation zone, and that's all that matters with all the TV money kicking in. If you're a Bournemouth chairman or a Bournemouth bigwig, you want your club up in the Premier League next season. It doesn't matter what happens in the FA Cup this time around. And you know, there's the evidence, the fact that they've weakened down massively in the last two rounds. For Everton, this is the only game in town. Ignore that game against West Brom last week. Yep, they lost. It was a sickener. Probably let down a million coupons. But, they, you know, nine times out of ten, they'd have won that convincingly, the chances they had. They put three in against Stoke, three against Newcastle, three against Carlisle. I can see them putting three past Bournemouth. Any odds against you can, it won't be odds against come kick-off time, mark my words, any odds against you can get for Everton here, back them, because they're absolute certainties.
Alright, yeah, 13-10 at the moment, Everton, so not just odds against, quite a generous price.
That's a great price, it's a great price, that, to be fair. I think we might all be napping that, might we?
Yeah, I'm putting DK's napping this week, so I might try and get him a winner.
Good luck with that.
Aruna Kone is a player I want to mention as well, purely because if he gets a start, he's scored in the last two rounds. You think he's worth a go here if Martinez wants to make a few changes?
Yeah, I don't think Martinez will make changes because they haven't got to get, you know, the next game, what next? It's ages away, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, why would he be, no reason to weaken down in any way whatsoever, but that's not to say Kone won't play. I mean, he always looks dangerous when he does play, and yeah, you know, I wouldn't quibble about that one.
It's a pretty unanimous decision though on Everton there then, yeah?
Well, yeah. I can't say you can make a case for Bournemouth. One thing I would say is that they played Liverpool in, I think it was the League Cup earlier this season at Anfield, and they did have an understrength side that day, and I was at that game, and they did look quite a tidy side. But Liverpool weren't at it that day, and Everton will definitely be bang at it this weekend, plus the fact Everton are a better side.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.